John McGrane is the director of General British Irish Chamber of Commerce. Your reaction, John, to what you're hearing this morning, which could be the British Prime Minister's proposal for the solution to Brexit.
Good morning, Stephen, from Manchester, where the British Irish Chamber of Commerce is representing the views and interests of employers and job makers across the two islands at the Conservative Party Conference. Look, first of all, we haven't seen the detail. We're getting trailers on things, so let's not assume that we know everything about this so far. Let's give the process some hours to get that detail. But here's the thing. Like anything that gets in the way of the open flow of trade in the way that it's done today, across the two islands, by the way, is something that will lead to ultimately less employment. Because if you raise the costs of doing business, there's less money available for the amount of jobs that employers would want to create. Business is now extremely worried that right up against essentially less than 2 weeks to go in the negotiating process, we still have no clarity on what the dispensation is going to be. And certainly listening to some of the trailing of what's been talked about this morning, it sounds like we're making a very complicated set of arrangements that, whether it's designed to be a serious proposition or not, it certainly doesn't sound like something that's going to get agreement over the next fortnight, given all the different interests involved. And that leaves business in a very, very, very worried state about the non-availability of realistic options that are essential within 2 weeks from now.
So help describe to me some of the practical outpourings in terms of the problems that you foresee here. So describe a lorry that is carrying goods for me, John, and how these new proposals would impede the transport of those goods, ultimately for us, the customer.
Well, you know, take one of the most substantial industries, the dairy industry. You know, a third of Northern Ireland's milk crosses the border into the Republic every day. It makes up 10% of the Republic's milk supply. It's processed, in some cases, it crosses that border in both directions multiple times, processed into milk powder to feed infants in China, for goodness sake. I mean, Irish milk, including Northern Irish milk, feeds 20% of the Chinese baby population. That's a fantastic industry to have been built up. And to make that happen, in such a brilliant way that provides safety and health and jobs in Northern Ireland and in the Republic and in GB. To make that work, it works because there is completely open political border, for sure, but there's no evidence of any physical border whatsoever in the way that we've built these arrangements over the last 20 years. That's an enormously valuable business on every possible level, and it delivers jobs day in and day out on the island of Ireland. If you put any barrier in the way of that, and we will put barriers if you put customs checks in
between that, we will find a way of being more efficient and going. Customs checks doesn't stop things happening, they just check things happening. So we will find a way with modern technology and being more efficient, we will find a way of making the flow just as fast eventually as it currently is, right?
So I'm afraid that's not correct, Stephen, with great respect. The flow today is a perfect flow. It doesn't involve any other technology. It's wide open trade, supported by everybody involved. And indeed, you know, I can tell here at the conference proceedings this week in Manchester, everybody agrees that Northern Ireland is a very distinct situation, and everybody wants a solution for Northern Ireland's distinct situation and needs. We have that solution today, which is the open trade enabled by the arrangements in place. And what was committed to by the British government at an earlier time was an environment that would secure that until and when some alternative arrangement came into force. That's what business throughout Northern Ireland and in the Republic and in GB wants to see brought into effect to remove the uncertainty and then to get on with the negotiating process and indeed the development of any other technologies that might come in the future, but they don't exist today.